Todd Bookman is health reporter here at NHPR, and he put together an easy-to-follow guide to what the new healthcare law means for New Hampshire residents. It's online at nhpr.org. And Todd joins us in the studio to run through some of the big points. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Virginia.
So enrollment for the new plan does start tomorrow, Tuesday, October 1st. First, what does it mean, and who has to enroll?
Yeah, there's been a lot of attention paid to this step, this part of the law. I think it's important to remember that October 1st is really only a milestone for the uninsured and for those that have to buy their own insurance. For everyone else, it's just a day when, you know, the rent is due. But if you're going to now buy your own policies for yourself or your family, October 1st is the day where you can start shopping for plans in the new exchanges, sometimes called the marketplaces. The insurance doesn't actually kick in until January 1st. But you can shop, compare plans, compare premiums, deductibles. You can also see what subsidies you may get from the federal government, and then you can make your purchase.
What happens if I do not, if I'm uninsured and I do not enroll now, but later I would like to buy health insurance through the marketplace?
So the enrollment period for the marketplace is October 1st through March 31st of next year. And that's to buy plans that sort of cover you through 2014. After March 31st of next year, you'll have to wait until the next October when the enrollment period for 2015 starts. But there are some qualifying events that can make you eligible to buy individual insurance policies really at any time through the marketplace next year. Things like, you know, if you move, if you get divorced, you get fired from your job and need to buy your own coverage. There's a number of different things. So you don't need to rush out October 1 and start shopping. You do have time to get your policies in order.
For the uninsured, how much will it cost to buy a plan?
So we still don't have a full picture of the prices. Anthem is the only company that's going to be selling plans in New Hampshire's exchange in 2014. And they have provided what they're calling a snapshot of some of the rates and options. The bottom line is that for some people, rates will likely go up. For some people, rates will likely go down. It's expected that younger people are going to have to pay a little more. That's because of a new mandate under Obamacare that limits what's called age rating. And that could actually mean lower rates for older people. It's hard, though, to compare current prices to what people in the marketplace will actually pay. And that's because of what's required under Obamacare. It's very different. Plans now, you know, they can't turn you away for pre-existing conditions. They can't turn you down if you're sick. They now also have to cover a lot more services, what's called essential health benefits. So your insurance plan has to cover maternity benefits and some other provisions. So that makes it, I think, a little difficult to try to compare what's for sale today versus what's going to be for sale starting 2014.
So we may not know the exact price of what a plan will cost now, but how about the penalty for not being insured? Have those penalties been set?
The penalty is going to be $95 in 2014 for an individual or 1% of your income, whichever is higher. And that actually fades up over time. There's also a penalty for children if they don't have insurance in your family. But depending on your income, you may now be eligible for tax subsidies. And they're really just like automatic reductions in the price of insurance because you don't have to wait to file your taxes to get the money. It applies automatically. So individuals making between about $11,500 and $46,000, if you're earning that much money, you'll actually get help paying for this insurance if you buy through the exchange. And families, too, earning up to about $94,000 will also see some assistance. Remember, though, the only way you can get these subsidies is if you buy through the new marketplaces.
Let's talk about New Hampshire specifically. I understand that the New Hampshire marketplace is going to function a little bit differently than other states. How so?
So Obamacare is a federal law, but many of its components are actually controlled by states. And so New Hampshire regulators gave preliminary approval to the health plans, but the federal government is setting up the website, the 1-800 call center. The state will do most of the on-the-ground outreach and education, but the feds are in charge of sort of the IT work. It's really a partnership moving forward. The really unique thing about New Hampshire, though, is sort of the lack of competition in the marketplace. Anthem Blue Cross is effectively going to have a monopoly starting in 2014. For them, that's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing being that, you know, they're going to get all the customers that shop through the marketplace. The bad, though, is that in the first year of the marketplace, we may see, you know, a sicker group of people come out and buy insurance. These are people that have been waiting to see a doctor that may have sort of underlying health issues. That risk isn't going to be spread through a number of carriers. It's sort of all on Anthem. So a company potentially could come in year two, start taking away some of Anthem's market share, but not attract as high a percent of sick customers. So there's some sort of unique things that, about New Hampshire's marketplace that I think people are going to be watching closely.
Todd Bookman, NHPR's health reporter, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Virginia.
And if you have additional questions about what the Affordable Care Act means for you, take a look at Todd's interactive guide. It's at nhpr.org. Coming up, the death row last meal has become another form of pop culture voyeurism. We're going to learn a little bit about the history and significance of the tradition. That's when word of mouth continues.